Hi, is it me?
It's you. No need to give us your name. We don't want it. We don't want to embarrass you.
Okay, well, I won't give you my name, but congratulations on 5 years. I want to make sure I tell you that.
Thank you.
And I love your show. But when I was a little girl, I was about 8 years old, and I'm 57 now, so that tells you that's been a long time ago. I didn't want to go to school one day, so I lied to my mom, told her I had this really bad stomach ache. So she put me in the car, took me to the doctor, and it was an old-timey, old-country doctor. He said I had appendicitis, slapped me in the hospital. Before I knew it, I was having my appendix out.
What?
I knew if I told her I'd lie, she would kill me.
Was there anything wrong with you?
Not a thing.
This old curmudgeon doctor says that your appendix were ready to burst and in you went?
And on the way in there, I knew I'd lie. But
Oh, my God.
I didn't know what would be worse, being killed by my mother or having the doctor.
Or dying in the hospital. Now, did they cut you?
Oh, boy, did they ever.
Why didn't you say, Mom, I'm only lying. I'm fine.
I couldn't. I was scared to death to tell her I was telling a lie. I knew she'd kill me.
Did you?
I thought, well, I might as well have my appendix out. So I did. Years later, I finally confessed to her. I kept it to myself for years and years. Finally confessed to her, and then the rest of the family heard about it. So it became this big topic that we would talk about at family dinners about how I fed the mom and had my appendix out. Now my grandkids beg me to tell the story.
So how many days of school did you end up missing?
Oh, 3 weeks, a month.
You were probably the talk of the school.
Oh, I was a celebrity because, you know, but nobody knew that I really didn't need my appendix out. And I, you know, everybody gave me sympathy and, you know, sent me cards and flowers. And there wasn't a thing wrong with me.
Did you fake your symptoms in front of this doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just kept it going then, didn't you?
But I never dreamed that he would take my appendix out.
That is a bizarre story.
I thought you would like that.
I do. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.